Chapter 4. Terms and Taxonomies of Army Doctrine. Define your terms, or we shall never understand one another. Voltaire. The Works of Voltaire, a Philosophical Dictionary. Terms and Taxonomies. Army doctrine uses taxonomies, the classification of things or concepts, to organize related terms about the conduct of operations, and to describe organizations and branches. Taxonomies provide a conceptual framework to help soldiers understand an operational environment, to organize and guide thinking about operations, to visualize how to move from the current state to the desired end state, to derive the missions, tasks, and other responsibilities assigned to units, and to assess both plans and the execution of operations. Taxonomies are aids for thinking about and conducting operations. The terms of Army doctrine should facilitate, not constrain, that thinking. Soldiers should understand what each term or taxonomy of the doctrine framework is designed to do. Each term or taxonomy requires both a definition of the term or taxonomy and a purpose for which it exists. Soldiers understand the interrelationships of the terms and taxonomies to the overall framework and to the other terms and taxonomies, their contributions to the Army's approach to the conduct of operations. The basic questions for each term or taxonomy is, what does this do to help soldiers plan, prepare for, execute, and assess operations? Is the term clear? Is it understandable? Will it survive the test of time, or is it transitory? If doctrine cannot answer these questions convincingly, then the term or taxonomy is probably unnecessary. The Army uses major terms and taxonomies to describe how the Army describes organizations and branches and how forces conduct operations. As such, commanders and staffs should understand and be able to use each of these terms or taxonomies in the conduct of operations. Terms to describe organizations and branches. The terms discussed in the following paragraphs describe organizations and branches. A role defines the broad and enduring purpose for which an organization or branch is established. Core competencies define the overall capabilities of an organization or branch to the Army, while the Army's core competencies explain the Army's contribution to the nation's defense. A function describes a set of subordinate tasks and systems needed to accomplish the role. Characteristics describe the attributes that the organization or branch requires to be effective, while principles are guidelines for the employment of an organization or branch. By applying the functions, guided by characteristics and principles, an organization or branch generates effects in the unique environment of the land domain to support the Army's operational concept. The latter two terms are also used to describe operational environments and the conduct of operations. Role. A role is the broad and enduring purpose for which the organization or branch is established. The purpose of a role is to clearly establish why the organization or branch was created, what it uniquely contributes to the conduct of operations. Organizations refer to the units of operating forces, from theater armies down to squads. Branches refer to the Army branches such as infantry, signal, or engineers. Every organization or branch is designed to fulfill a role, and each has only one role. This would often be the definition of the organization or branch. For example, the role of air defense artillery is to provide fires to protect the force and selected geopolitical assets from aerial attack, missile attack, and surveillance. This is not a mission because it does not contain when and where the air defense artillery is to provide fires. Core competencies. A core competency is an essential and enduring capability that an organization or branch provides to Army operations. The purpose of a core competency is to provide a clear statement of what a branch or organization does in broad, easily understood, general terms. An organization or branch can have more than one core competency. The Army core competencies are the Army's essential and enduring capabilities that define the Army's fundamental contributions to the nation's security. The purpose of the Army's core competencies is to provide a clear statement of what the Army does in easily understood general terms, derived from Title 10, United States Code, and DODD 5100.01. Core competencies drive how the Army organizes, trains, and equips the force. Core competencies explain to both internal and external audiences what the Army, an organization, or a branch, to the nation's security and to joint force commanders. A core competency is not a task. It is a capability stated in general terms. Function. A function is a practical grouping of tasks and systems, people, organizations, information, and processes, united by a common purpose. The purpose of a function is to delineate the set of executable capabilities that an organization or branch requires to accomplish its role. A function can be a warfighting function or some other grouping of tasks and systems, simply grouped by a common purpose. A function might have subordinate groupings of tasks and systems that themselves form a function. The sustainment warfighting function has subordinate functions of logistics, personnel service support, and health services support. These are not sub-functions, they are also functions. Most tasks that comprise a function can be used as a task in a mission statement. Characteristic. A characteristic is a feature or quality that marks an organization, branch, or function as distinctive, or is representative of that organization, branch, or function. The purpose of a characteristic is to clearly establish essential attributes that the organization, branch, or function must possess to be effective. A characteristic is inherent in the design, mindset, and equipment for an organization, branch, or function, and gives that organization, branch, or function its unique ability to accomplish its role. Principle. A principle is a comprehensive and fundamental rule, or an assumption of central importance, that guides how an organization, branch, or function approaches and thinks about the conduct of operations. The purpose of a principle is to capture broad and enduring guidelines for the employment of an organization, branch, or function. Terms to describe an operational environment. The terms in the following paragraphs describe an operational environment. Domain. Merriam-Webster Dictionary has two definitions for domain that apply to doctrine. One, a sphere of knowledge, influence, or activity. And two, a territory over which dominion is exercised. The purpose of a domain is to provide useful constructs to aid in describing general areas of knowledge and in visualizing and characterizing the environment in which operations are conducted. The first definition applies specifically to leadership, domains of knowledge, tactical, technical, joint, and cultural and geopolitical, and training. Training domains, operational, institutional, and self-development. The second definition refers to an operational domain, a territory over which the armed forces attempt to achieve dominion, domination. These are physical domains of air, land, maritime, space, and cyberspace. The factors of an operational environment, expressed in terms of the operational and mission variables, reside in these domains. While the Army operates in, provides support to, and employs the capabilities of all domains, with significant presence in and use of the air and cyberspace domains, it dominates the land domain. Land domain. The land domain is the area of the Earth's surface ending at the high water mark and overlapping with the maritime domain in the landward segment of the littorals, JP3-31. The purpose of the land domain is to distinguish the characteristics of an operational environment on land that differ from the other domains and that significantly affect the conduct of operations. These differences directly affect doctrine for land forces. The land domain differs from the other domains due to the following factors. Its physical aspects vary much more than the other domains. The variety of landforms, climates, and weather, and elevations greatly affects mobility, sightlines, cover and concealment, and other factors more than it affects the other domains. While the other domains have variations, the physical variety in the other domains is much more homogeneous than the land domain. Human beings live in the land domain. The density of the population on land directly affects the conduct of land operations. The density of the population rarely impacts air, maritime, space, or cyberspace domains. The physical presence of most humans on land makes land operations depend on interactions with the population more than it does operations in the other domains. Land operations typically involve a more complex set of organizations with many more moving parts in direct contact with the enemy than do operations in the other domains. For example, moving 15,000 people in a naval task force at sea may require orders to only a handful of platforms. Moving 15,000 people in an army division involves thousands of vehicles and often individual soldiers. Commanders at all echelons, and even individuals, have choices about when, where, and how to move, and have to be informed about the movement. Whereas the Navy and Air Force typically employ dozens to hundreds of platforms in episodic contact with an enemy, land forces typically employ thousands of platforms and tens of thousands of soldiers in sometimes constant contact with an enemy. The number and variety of simultaneous actions by numerous different actors who constantly interact with each other makes the land domain more complex and chaotic than other domains. Actors with different objectives, each affected by terrain, weather, populations, and governments, produce many more decisions made by more individuals than other domains produce. Terrain, weather, and population directly affect soldiers' movement, ability to generate combat power, and the frequency of decisions. The variations of terrain, weather, and population and the many moving parts in the land domain introduce another level of friction. This friction places greater demands on leaders at all levels, and even on individual soldiers, to make decisions in the absence of perfect information. Operational environment. An operational environment is a composite of the conditions, circumstances, and influences that affect the employment of capabilities and bear on the decisions of the commander. JP3O. It encompasses physical areas and factors of the domains and the information environment. The purpose of an operational environment is to aid in understanding the totality of factors, specific circumstances, and conditions that impact the conduct of operations. This understanding enables leaders to better identify the problem, anticipate potential outcomes, and understand the results of various friendly, enemy, adversary, and neutral actions, and the effects these actions have in achieving the end state. A description of an operational environment includes all the factors that the commander and staff need to collect and understand to inform the conduct of operations. An operational environment differs from an area of operations. An area of operations is a specific part of the land domain. An operational environment is the totality of factors that affect what occurs in an area of operations. These factors may include events or actions that occur outside the area of operations. A commander is responsible for, owns, an area of operations. One cannot own an operational environment. Operational variables and mission variables. Army leaders plan, prepare, execute, and assess operations by analyzing an operational environment in terms of the operational variables and mission variables. The ways in which these variables interact in a specific situation, domain, area of operations, area of influence, or area of interest describe a commander's operational environment. Operational variables. Operational variables are a comprehensive set of information categories used to describe an operational environment. The categories are political, military, economic, social, information, infrastructure, physical environment, and time, known as PAMISI PT. The purpose of the operational variables is to provide a broad, general set of information categories that assists commanders and staffs in analyzing and developing a comprehensive understanding of an operational environment. Mission variables. Mission variables are the categories of specific information needed to conduct operations. The mission variables are mission, enemy, terrain and weather, troops and support available, time available, and civil considerations, known as METTC. The purpose of the mission variables is to provide a set of information categories focused on what commanders and staffs need to know to achieve situational understanding once assigned a mission. Commanders and staffs use the mission variables as a filter to extract from the operational variables the information staffs need to conduct an operation and commanders need to exercise mission command. Terms and taxonomies for the conduct of operations. The terms discussed in the following paragraphs specifically apply to the conduct of operations. They relate directly to the operations process. Operational concept. The operational concept is a fundamental statement that frames how Army forces, operating as part of a joint force, conduct operations. This fundamental approach underlies all operations. The purpose of the operational concept is to serve as a basic framework for all operations across the range of military operations. The operational concept underlies current operations and is the foundation of existing doctrine. It guides the development of subordinate operational structures and is the basic approach to all operations. The operational concept must be uniformly known and understood throughout the Army. It describes how Army forces adapt to meet the distinct requirements of land operations. The concept should be broad enough to describe current operations and projected future operations, and flexible enough to apply in any situation worldwide. Unified land operations is the current operational concept. Previous operational concepts were air-land battle and full-spectrum operations. The operational concept is distinct from the capstone, operating, and functional concepts, part of the capabilities development process, that deal with how future Army forces may operate. Decisive action. Decisive action is the continuous, simultaneous combinations of offensive, defensive, and stability, or defense support of civil authorities' tasks, ADRP 3.0. The purpose of decisive action is to ensure that all major aspects of an operation are accounted for and that operations consider offensive, defensive, and stability or defense support of civil authorities' tasks as inherent tasks in all operations. Decisive action ensures that operations fully account for the impact of civilians on operations and their required support in an area of operations. Decisive action also ensures that operations dominated by stability tasks do not overlook the inherent danger in all operations by considering the need for offensive and defensive tasks. Mission command philosophy. Mission command is the exercise of authority and direction by the commander, using mission orders to enable disciplined initiative within the commander's intent to empower agile and adaptive leaders in the conduct of unified land operations, ADP 6.0. The purpose of mission command is to firmly establish within the Army the most effective philosophy of command, best suited to the conditions of land conflict, which emphasizes decentralization and initiative on the part of subordinates. It best accounts for the fog and friction of war and encourages rapid and effective decisions at the appropriate echelons. Commanders are responsible for establishing this philosophy within their commands, as well as training and educating their subordinates according to its principles. Warfighting function. A warfighting function is a group of tasks and systems, people, organizations, information, and processes, united by a common purpose that commanders use to accomplish missions and training objectives, ADRP 3.0. The purpose of warfighting functions is to help commanders and staffs integrate, synchronize, and direct operations in time, space, and purpose, using common critical capabilities available at all echelons. The Army's warfighting functions are fundamentally linked to the joint functions. A number of subordinate tasks and related capabilities help define each function. The warfighting functions are the physical means that tactical commanders use to execute operations. Commanders integrate and synchronize all warfighting functions to accomplish missions, using them to ensure major capabilities are accounted for in every operation. Combined arms operations use the warfighting functions as complementary and reinforcing capabilities. Combat power. Combat power is the total means of destructive, constructive, and information capabilities that a military unit or formation can apply at a given time. ADRP 3.0. Combat power has 8 elements: leadership, information, and the 6 warfighting functions of mission command, movement and maneuver, intelligence, fires, sustainment, and protection. The purpose of combat power is to accomplish missions. It also helps commanders conceptualize capabilities to execute combined arms operations. The principles of joint operations. The principles of joint operations are time-tested general characteristics of successful operations that serve as guides for the conduct of future operations. The purpose of the principles of joint operations is to provide commanders and staffs a tool to analyze plans and operations and to ensure that critical characteristics have been accounted for or that their absence is deliberate and not a matter of oversight. Not prescriptive, they represent characteristics that, when accounted for in plans and execution, have proven to have a positive effect on the outcome of operations. The principles of joint operations are the principles of war plus 3 recently added principles: restraint, perseverance, and legitimacy. They represent important factors that affect the conduct of operations across the levels of war. The principles are not a checklist. While commanders consider the principles in all operations, the principles do not apply in the same way to every situation. Rather, they summarize characteristics of successful operations. Their greatest value lies in educating the military professional. Applied to the study of past operations, the principles of joint operations are powerful tools that can assist commanders in analyzing pending operations. While considering the principles, commanders synchronize efforts and determine if or when to deviate from the principles based on the current situation. Tenets of operations. The tenets of operations are desirable attributes that should be built into all plans and operations and are directly related to the Army's operational concept. The purpose of the tenets is to provide planners with criteria to evaluate whether plans and operations are designed to achieve the desirable characteristics. Operational art. Operational art is the cognitive approach by commanders and staffs, supported by their skill, knowledge, experience, creativity, and judgment, to develop strategies, campaigns, and operations to organize and employ military forces by integrating ends, ways, and means. JP 3.0. The purpose of operational art is to provide a set of tools to formulate the most effective, efficient way to accomplish missions by the arrangement of actions in time, space, and purpose. Elements of operational art are tools that help commanders and staffs understand a complex, ambiguous, and constantly changing operational environment and the problem or problems during the Army design methodology. Visualize and describe broad approaches for the conduct of the operation to include the integration and synchronization of the elements of combat power, as well as their commander's intent and guidance. Determine the most effective and efficient methods for applying decisive action in various locations across multiple echelons. Envision how to establish conditions that accomplish their missions. Translate the operational approach into a concept of operations and, ultimately, into tactical tasks. Integrate ends, ways, and means while accounting for risk. Operational approach. An operational approach is a description of the broad actions the force must take to transform current conditions into those desired at end state, JP5O. The purpose is to provide a framework that relates tactical tasks to the desired end state. It provides a unifying purpose and focus to all operations. It links conceptual planning with detailed planning by providing the main idea that outlines course of action development during detailed planning. The operational approach enables commanders to begin visualizing and describing possible combinations of tasks to reach the desired end state, given the tensions identified in an operational environment and problem frames. Operational framework. An operational framework is a cognitive tool used to assist commanders and staffs in clearly visualizing and describing the application of combat power in time, space, purpose, and resources in the concept of operations. The purpose of an operational framework is to facilitate decisions about when and where to apply resources based on priorities, purpose, and geographical location of critical events to ensure the synchronization of subordinate tasks and provide the means to shift priorities of support as situations change. The operational frameworks are decisive, shaping, and sustaining, purpose-focused, deep, close, and consolidation area, geographically focused, and main and supporting efforts, used to allocate priorities of support. See ADRP 3.0 for a discussion of the frameworks. Operations process. The operations process is the major mission command activities performed during operations: planning, preparing, executing, and continuously assessing the operation, ADP 5.0. The purpose of the operations process is to provide a common, flexible, logical, interrelated set of processes that guide the conduct of operations across all echelons. This process ensures the synchronization of all elements of combat power into a coherent and logical plan and facilitates the execution of the plan through adaptation to changing circumstances. The levels of warfare. The levels of warfare are a framework for defining and clarifying the relationship among national objectives, the operational approach, and tactical tasks. The purpose of the levels of warfare is to focus a headquarters on one of three broad roles: creating strategy, synchronizing and sequencing battles and engagements, or conducting tactical tasks. The three levels of warfare, strategic, operational, and tactical, define and clarify the relationship among national objectives, the operational approach, and tactical tasks. They help commanders visualize a logical arrangement and synchronization of operations, allocate resources, and assign tasks to the appropriate command. The levels of warfare correlate to specific levels of responsibility. They are about the tasks commanders and staffs at various headquarters carry out to achieve goals set by political leadership. The levels of warfare should not be confused with effects that can also be strategic, operational, or tactical, and can be generated by any echelon or even individuals. The fact that an echelon or individual generates a strategic effect does not mean that the echelon or individual is operating at the strategic level of warfare. A simple technique, such as executing a search pattern and conducting a bombing run on an aircraft carrier at Midway, can have a theater strategic effect, but the pilot is not determining how the instruments of national power are synchronized to accomplish political end states. Strategic level. The strategic level of war establishes multinational, theater, and national objectives, ends. It derives a foundational idea or set of ideas for employing the instruments of national power in a synchronized and integrated fashion to achieve these objectives, ways. It sequences initiatives and defines the limits of risk in operations, It also provides the capabilities, means, used to accomplish these ends. Military strategy, derived from national policy and strategy and informed by doctrine, provides a framework for conducting operations. The strategic level of war is primarily the province of national leadership and geographic combatant commands. It is expressed in joint doctrine and national security, defense, and military strategies. Operational level. The operational level of war links the tactical employment of forces to national and military strategic objectives through the design and conduct of campaigns and major operations within an operational area. It determines how, when, where, and for what purpose commanders employ major forces to achieve assigned ends. Operational level headquarters determine objectives, sequences, and synchronizes battles, engagements, and other operations, such as disaster relief and support to governance, to achieve operationally significant outcomes. Operational commanders resource, position, and maneuver forces to shape conditions for their decisive operation. They exploit tactical victories to gain strategic advantage or reverse the strategic effects of tactical losses. Operational art governs the deployment of those forces and the arrangement of operations to achieve operational and strategic objectives. Both joint and service doctrine address the operational level of war and operational art. Tactical level. The tactical level of war is about the conduct of tactical actions, battles, engagements, and other tactical tasks to achieve military objectives assigned to tactical units or task forces. When all the tactical tasks assigned to tactical units are performed, they should accomplish operationally significant results. The tactical level of war is addressed primarily in service doctrine. Operation. An operation is a military action or the carrying out of a strategic, operational, tactical, service, training, or administrative military mission, JP3O. In addition, the NATO definition includes the process of carrying on combat, including movement, supply, attack, defense, and maneuvers needed to gain the objectives of any battle or campaign. The purpose of an operation is to achieve an assigned objective, end state, at the prescribed time and place by a specific unit. An operation is the carrying out of an assigned mission. Mission. A mission is the task, together with the purpose, that clearly indicates the action to be taken and the reason, therefore, JP3O. A mission statement is a short sentence or paragraph that describes the organization's essential task or tasks, purpose, and action containing the elements of who, what, when, where, and why, JP5O. The purpose of a mission is to assign a specific requirement for action to be accomplished by a unit. A mission statement always includes who, the organization, what, a task or tasks, when, time to accomplish the task, where, the place the task is to be accomplished, usually an area of operations, and why, purpose. In doctrine, units only use missions when conducting operations. Organizations and functions do not have missions until they are employed. The generic, ongoing thing or things organizations do are part of their roles and functions. Thus, a mission is something, a task, action to be taken, that is assigned to a unit to execute for a reason, the purpose, commonly abbreviated as task and purpose. Task. A task is a clearly defined action or activity specifically assigned to an individual or organization that must be done as it is imposed by an appropriate authority, JP1. The purpose of a task is to clearly define a specific action or activity necessary to achieve a specific end, either in training or on operations. A task may be collective or individual. Collective tasks specify what an organization or function is specifically intended to do beyond the general purpose of its role. For example, The role of infantry might be to close with and destroy the enemy through close combat. Tasks might then be to conduct maneuver to a position of advantage, mass direct fires on a target, or conduct infiltration. Tasks are specific, collective, or individual activities identified in the Army Universal Task List, ADRP 1-03, or as a combined arms training strategy approved task. Control measure. A control measure is a means of regulating forces or warfighting functions, ADRP 6-0. The purpose of control measures is to control the interaction of units by ensuring a thorough understanding of duties and responsibilities related to the conduct of operations. Control measures can be permissive or restrictive. When understood by all, they convey a great deal of information with simple words or graphics about what can or cannot be done in various circumstances or in various areas. Control measures greatly facilitate coordinating and synchronizing responsibilities for conducting operations. Area of operations. An area of operations is an operational area defined by the Joint Force Commander for Land and Maritime Forces that should be large enough to accomplish their missions and protect their forces. JP3O. For land operations, an area of operations includes subordinate areas of operations assigned by service commanders as well. The purpose of an area of operations is to clearly delineate an area within which a commander has primary responsibility for integrating and synchronizing the warfighting functions. A commander has the authority to designate targeting priority, effects, and timing of all activities within an assigned area of operations, except when higher headquarters imposes specific operational limitations. See ADRP 3-90 for a discussion of responsibilities when assigned an AO. Operation Order or Plan. An operation order is a directive issued by a commander to subordinate commanders for the purpose of effecting the coordinated execution of an operation. JP 5-0. An operation plan is an operation order that has not been assigned a time for execution. The purpose of an operation order or plan is to help leaders and staffs ensure that all information necessary to execute the operation is accounted for and conveyed to subordinates in a format that facilitates their finding the information that pertains to them. An order should only contain minimum information required by subordinates to achieve the assigned mission and ensure necessary synchronization of the operation. The difference between operations and warfighting functions. Operations and the warfighting functions are closely connected but distinct from each other, both in purpose and in structure. The difference can be stated simply. An operation consists of all the tasks required to accomplish an assigned mission. A warfighting function consists of tasks whose purpose is to achieve the same effects regardless of the situation. An operation order contains tasks for each warfighting function necessary to accomplish the mission. However, the actions necessary to perform the tasks for a given warfighting function are the same regardless of the mission. Commanders integrate the warfighting functions to generate and maintain combat power to perform tasks that lead to mission accomplishment. In short, a warfighting function is a set of capabilities, whereas an operation is designed to produce mission accomplishment that uses the capabilities provided by the warfighting function. ADRP 1-03 contains collective tasks, Army Tactical Tasks, or ARTS, for both warfighting functions and for the category of decisive action, ART 7, which includes the broad categories of types of operations and subordinate tasks for offense, defense, stability, and DISCA. Within each warfighting functions are also subordinate tasks. The difference between these warfighting function tasks and an operation is simple. For almost all the tasks listed in ART 7, successful execution requires use of all the warfighting functions in various combinations to achieve success. While there are some exceptions, the tasks listed under warfighting functions do not require all the other warfighting functions for success. many of those tasks are staff tasks and not unit tasks. Even those that are unit tasks are rarely tasks that, when successfully executed, result in achieving the mission's end state by themselves.